Saul paused to access the definition of Greenwich Standard, and then he read on. The critic had added a personal note. Most of us, I hope, have had some child or spouse or friend like Beatrice, someone who by his very nature, his seemingly innate goodness and intelligence, makes us uncomfortably conscious of our lies when we lie. Saul had shut off the display and gazed out at the black geometries of branches above the common. Rachel was not insufferably perfect. When she was 5 standard, she carefully cut the hair of her 5 favorite dolls, and then cut her own hair shortest of all. When she was 7, she decided that the migrant workers staying in their run-down houses on the south end of town lacked a nutritious diet, so she emptied the house's pantries, cold boxes, freezers, and synthesizer banks, talked 3 friends into accompanying her, and distributed several 100 marks worth of the family's monthly food budget. When she was 10, Rachel responded to a dare from Stubby Berkowitz and tried to climb to the top of Crawford's oldest elm. She was 40 meters up, less than 5 meters from the top, when a branch broke and she fell 2/3 of the way to the ground. Saul was paged on his comm log while discussing the moral implications of Earth's first nuclear disarmament era, and he left the class without a word and ran the 12 blocks to the med center. Rachel had broken her left leg, 2 ribs, punctured a lung, and fractured her jaw. She was floating in a bath of recovery nutrient when Saul burst in, but she managed to look over her mother's shoulder, smile slightly, and say through the wire cast on her jaw, "Dad, I was 15 feet from the top. Maybe closer. I'll make it next time." Rachel graduated with honors from secondary tutorials and received scholarship offers from corporate academies on 5 worlds and 3 universities, including Harvard on New Earth. She chose Knighton-Helser. It was little surprise to Saul that his daughter chose archaeology as a major. One of his fondest memories of her was the long afternoons she had spent under the front porch when she was about 2, digging in the loam, ignoring spiders and Google peds, rushing into the house to show off every plastic plate and tarnished pfennig that she had excavated, demanding to know where it had come from. What were the people like who had left it there? Rachel received her undergraduate degree when she was 19 standard, worked that summer on her grandmother's farm, and far cast away the next fall. She was at Rijks University on Freeholm for 28 local months, and when she returned, it was as if color had flowed back into Saul and Saray's world. For 2 weeks, their daughter, an adult now, self-aware and secure in some ways that grown-ups twice her age often failed to be, rested and reveled in being home. One evening, walking across the campus just after sunset, she pressed her father on details of his heritage. "Dad, do you still consider yourself a Jew?" Saul had run his hand over his thinning hair, surprised by the question. "A Jew? Yes, I suppose so. It doesn't mean what it once did, though." "Am I a Jew?" asked Rachel. Her cheeks glowed in the fragile light. "If you want to be," said Saul. "It doesn't have the same significance with old Earth gone." "If I'd been a boy, would you have had me circumcised?" Saul had laughed, delighted and embarrassed by the question. "I'm serious," said Rachel. Saul adjusted his glasses. "I guess I would have, kiddo. I never thought about it." "Have you been to the synagogue in Basard?"
"Not since my bar mitzvah," said Saul.
Thinking back to the day, 50 years earlier, when his father had borrowed Uncle Richard's vicin and had flown the family to the capital for the ritual. "Dad, why do Jews feel that things are less important now than before the Hegira?" Saul spread his hands, strong hands, more those of a stoneworker than an academic. "That's a good question, Rachel.
Probably because so much of the dream is dead. Israel is gone. The new temple lasted less time than the first and second. God broke his word by destroying the earth a second time in the way he did. And this diaspora is forever. But Jews maintain their ethnic and religious identity in some places, his daughter insisted. Oh, sure. On Hebron and isolated areas of the concourse, you can find entire communities. Hasidic, Orthodox, Hasmonean, you name it. But they tend to be non-vital, picturesque, tourist-oriented. Like a theme park. Yes. Could you take me to Temple Beth El tomorrow? I can borrow Khaki's strat. No need, Zitzal. We'll use the college's shuttle. He paused. Yes, he said at last. I would like to take you to the synagogue tomorrow. It was getting dark under the old elms. Streetlights came on up and down the wide lane which led to their home. Dad, said Rachel, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked about a million times since I was two. Do you believe in God? Saul had not smiled. He had no choice but to give her the answer he had given her a million times. I'm waiting to, he said.